Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. I got a question for you. How do you prepare for your job or the career that you want? Many people go to school to develop their skills and acquire more knowledge to help with this, but it's not easy. Well, the title of today's lesson is Daisy Ridley Shoots for the Stars. Daisy Ridley shoots for the stars. We'll learn what Daisy Ridley did to prepare for her role in Star Wars with a section called No Quick and Easy Path. And later we'll learn more in the section, The Force Will Be With Her Always. It seems our lesson will reference Star Wars a lot. I have a good feeling about this. Let's go.
Daisy Ridley shoots for the stars. No quick and easy path. Calling for 5 daily hours of fitness and stunt practice, Daisy Ridley's training for her role as Star Wars Rey was exhausting. But this could not prepare her for the emotional and mental experience of her first day on set. "I was petrified. I thought I was going to have a panic attack on the first day," she said. But she soon found a friend in fellow newcomer John Boyega and a mentor in Princess Leia herself, Carrie Fisher.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 stunt 这个名词。Stunt 是指特技表演或动作。例如 the motorcycle stunts in this action movie were breathtaking. 这部动作电影中摩托车的特技动作太精彩刺激了。或者是 Jackie Chan designed and performed the stunts in most of his movies. 成龙大部分电影中的特技都是他自己设计并且表演的。如果是特技演员的话就叫做 stuntman 或者是 stuntwoman。例如 the stuntman was injured during a car chase scene。这位特技演员在拍一场飞车追逐的戏的时候受了伤。继续我们看 petrify 这个动词。petrify 是指使吓呆或惊呆。例如 the huge German shepherds petrified the little girl and she kept on screaming and crying。这些巨大的德国狼犬把这个女孩给吓坏了，她一直尖叫并且哭泣。Petrify 常常用被动式，例如 Rachel was petrified when she saw a snake crawling across the path in front of her. Rachel 看到一条蛇爬过她前面的小路时，整个吓呆了。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's get right into this section. It's called No Quick and Easy Path. And Rebecca, did you know that that is also a Star Wars reference?
No, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm beginning to think that all of our sections start with a reference to Star Wars.
Well, I think they do. Actually, this is a line from Yoda. You remember Yoda?
I do remember Yoda. He's hard to forget.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to imitate his voice here. When he says... If you choose the quick and easy path, as Vader did, you will become an agent of evil. How was that? Pretty good?
That was pretty good.
Thank you, guys.
I think that maybe next time you might be able to play that part.
Well, I think I'm a little too tall for that part. Yoda was like this short.
Oh,
remember?
Right, yeah. Right. Okay, well, anyway, Gabe, let's get into our lesson.
Yes, so this has been No Quick and Easy Path for Daisy Ridley, and
Right. We're
going to find out about how it might have been a little bit challenging.
Well, let's find out why. Calling for 5 daily hours of fitness and stunt practice, Daisy Ridley's training for her role as Star Wars Rey was exhausting. Wow, 5 hours of practice?
Exactly.
So Every day.
Exactly. So our lesson says calling for 5 hours of daily practice. And friends, you see this phrase, to call for something. If something calls for something else, that means it requires something or you need these things to accomplish a purpose.
And here's another way that you can use this phrase. Mm-hmm. Have you ever played the game Rummy Cube?
Yes, but I'm not very good.
Oh, well, that's fine. You don't have to be good to play. Well, Rummy Cube is a fun game, mm-hmm. but it calls for at least two people in order to play the game.
So you can't play the game by yourself?
No, not really. Yep. You need somebody else to play against.
All right, good example. Mm-hmm. So that game calls for at least two people. That's probably even more fun with three or four or more people. So friends...
Four people only.
Four people only?
Yeah.
Oh.
Two to four people.
Well, I need to play this game more often. Okay.
Yes.
So friends, think of another way to use this phrase to call for something. So she had to do 5 hours of fitness and stunt practice just to prepare for her role as Rey in Star Wars.
I bet she was not prepared for that. I think that she probably wasn't expecting that she was going to have to practice for 5 hours a day.
Well, we know that she wasn't prepared for what happened next, right? Because this could not prepare her for the emotional and mental experience of her first day on set. She says that she was petrified. But first, let's take a look at that phrase, on set. This means happening during the rehearsal of a play or the making of a film. So they're making this film, Star Wars. Everything that happens while they're making the film is happening on set.
And I can imagine that in the beginning, it can be very exhausting and a little scary to be on set mm-hmm. because you don't know what to expect. You don't really know what's going on. But then later on, when you become more comfortable being on set, it's probably a lot more fun.
Well, exactly. So what I'm getting from this lesson so far is that even though Daisy Ridley did a lot of preparation before going on set, nothing could prepare her for what she would experience emotionally and mentally while they were making the film. She says she was petrified. Now, petrified is another word we would like to talk about. Okay, mm-hmm. there are a couple of definitions I would like to give. And you're going to guess which one our lesson is referring to. First.
I would be happy to choose the correct one.
All right, Rebecca, I hope you can guess right.
Me too.
First of all, petrified mm-hmm. could talk about petrified wood. Now, if wood is petrified, that means it becomes hard like stone. You see, petra in the word petrified means mm-hmm. stone.
Okay.
So it could mean, you know, to become hard like stone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is okay. that the only definition you're going to... Ask
no.
me?
No, it's not. Okay, the other definition is if someone is petrified, that means they are really scared, almost like so scared they can't move.
Hey, that's the correct answer.
Is that so, Rebecca?
That's right. When you say that somebody was petrified, mm-hmm. they are so scared they can barely move.
Okay, well, Rebecca, in order for you to get 100 points... You need to imitate the person in that picture. Can you look like the person that was in that picture? Act petrified for a moment.
Are you serious?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, like this?
Yes. Yeah, very nice. Good job, Rebecca.
So I just got 100%?
You would make an excellent petrified person.
I think I'll do great on set as a petrified right. person.
Well, you're doing great on screen right now. But we continue here. She was petrified. She says, I thought I was going to have a panic attack on the first day. Oh, now, I have some friends who sometimes have panic attacks. Do you ever have panic attacks? This is when you have a sudden, intense anxiety or anxious feeling. Maybe sometimes you have short breaths. Maybe you're sweating a lot and shaking when you have a panic attack.
Yes. Panic attacks are very scary. It's not something anybody really wants to experience, but if you reach that point where you're so afraid, mm-hmm. you could have a panic attack. But thank goodness, Daisy Ridley did not.
No, she says she soon found a friend in fellow newcomer John Boyega and a mentor in Princess Leia herself, Carrie Fisher. Well, our lesson is kind of about movies and movie stars, and I'm wondering, Rebecca, later, do you want to catch a flick?
Hey, let's learn more about that in the
Info Cloud.
Hello.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Today, we want to talk about watching movies. Ken, do you like movies?
I love movies. I remember when I was living in the U.S., I often asked my friends if they wanted to catch a flick.
Catching a flick is a great phrase. This just means to go watch a movie. You'll often hear this informal expression in the U.S.
So why do people say catch a flick when they want to go see a movie?
Many years ago, when movie technology was not so advanced, movies flickered constantly when they were being played. So the light and brightness were always changing and even flashing.
So flick is slang for movie. What about a chick flick? What is that?
A chick flick is also a slang term. It refers to the type of movies that deal mainly with love and romance, and they usually target a female audience. Me Before You and Passengers are good examples of chick flicks.
看电影，我们通常都会说 watch a movie， 但是我们今天来学一个口语的说法 catch a flick。它字面上的意思是捕捉闪烁的一刻。为什么呢？这是因为早期的电影画质并不是很好，在看电影的时候经常会出现跳格、黑画面或是光线和亮度不稳定的状况，造成画面经常会 flicker 闪烁。因此在美国人们就把看电影称为 catch a flick。另外 chick flick 是个俚语，表示吸引女性观众的爱情电影。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hello and welcome back. We are learning about a relatively new movie star, Daisy Ridley. It was no quick and easy path for her to train for her role as Rey in Star Wars. However, I believe the Force will be with her always. Wait a minute. That's the name of our next section. The Force will be with her always.
Daisy Ridley shoots for the stars. The Force will be with her always. The success of Ridley's first theatrical film was one for the record books, earning the third highest gross income of all time worldwide. The sequel, The Last Jedi, will follow next month. But Ridley has another eagerly awaited project coming even sooner,with Murder on the Orient Express. In addition, Ridley has enrolled in courses for a degree in psychology. But none of these things will change her realization that your life goes on, and then your life goes on plus Star Wars.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 gross 这个形容词。gross 的意思是指总共的或总额的。例如 ，the company's gross income increased by 5% compared to last year。这家公司年度的税前收入和去年相比增加了 5%。它的反义字是 net，N-E-T， 意思就是净得的或净重的。例如 ，the net weight of the canned soup is 360 grams。这个罐头汤的净重是360公克。Gross 也可以当动词，意思是指总收入为或者是总共赚得。例如 ,The band's latest album grossed over $5 million worldwide. 这个乐团的最新专辑全球收益超过500万美金。最后我们看的是 enroll 这个动词 ,EN 这个字首有进去的意思。roll 是名词，意思是指名册，所以Enroll 进去名册里就是指注册或登记。如果要说明登记进入什么机构或课程的话，是用 in 这个介系词。例如 ，Kate successfully enrolled her daughter in a prestigious private school. Kate 成功的让女儿注册进入了那家有名的私立名校。或者是 ，Professor Smith is a very popular teacher over 500 students enrolled in his class last semester. 史密斯教授是一位非常受欢迎的老师，有超过500位学生上学期都注册他的课。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. The force will be with you always.
Gabe, that was really funny.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, back to my normal voice. Yes, this section is called The Force Will Be With Her Always. And we're talking about Daisy Ridley. And yes, this is yet another Star Wars reference.
That's right. And we read the success of Ridley's first theatrical film was one for the record books, earning the third highest gross of all time worldwide.
Well, hold on a second.
Yes?
We need to take a look at this phrase because it's a good one. One for the records. Okay, you use this to say that something was amazing in a really memorable way. So someone did something and it's an experience that you will never forget. It's one for the records.
So let's say, for example, you're watching a race.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see somebody who has a hurt leg. Actually, part of his leg is not real. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up winning the race. He beats everybody. You could say that was definitely one for the records. That race mm-hmm. was one for the records.
Nice example. So, friends, did someone do something that you thought was really interesting? You'll never forget that experience. Maybe it even helped shape your relationship. You could say, wow, that was one for the records. Okay, so let's continue here. The success of Ridley's first theatrical film was one for the record books, earning the third highest gross of all time worldwide. That means it made a lot of money.
The sequel, The Last Jedi, will follow next month. But Ridley has another eagerly awaited project coming even sooner with Murder on the Orient Express.
Well, we need to take a look at this phrase, eagerly awaited. Now, this is an adjective phrase, and you use it to describe something that people have waited for a long time. Eagerly, they're happily looking forward to it. They're eagerly awaiting something.
And of course, the word await can also be used as a verb, though. Mm-hmm. For example, Johnny eagerly awaited for the return of his daddy.
Ah, okay. So he was waiting for his dad to come home. He was looking forward to it. So, friends, we're learning about an eagerly awaited project. Okay, so this is a project that people have been looking forward to for a long time. And we see again this Murder on the Orient Express just as a reminder. Yes, Daisy Ridley is one of the stars in Murder on the Orient Express, which, you know, tells me she's getting a lot of different experiences as different characters, which of course is excellent for her acting career.
Absolutely. Well, in addition, Ridley has enrolled in courses. So she's enrolled in courses, meaning that she's now going to college?
Actually, that's an interesting thing you should ask. Mm-hmm. We should talk about that word to enroll, or the phrase to enroll in something. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're going to take a course of some kind. It means that you're registering to be a part of this course.
Okay, so she may or may not be in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can enroll in several different courses. For example, if you enjoy scuba diving, you may want to enroll in a scuba diving course, mm-hmm. but I do think it's important that you can swim.
Right. Although I have heard of some people who couldn't swim, but have gotten their scuba diving certificates.
Oh.
But yes, they had to enroll in that course, right? So friends, are you enrolling in any courses anytime soon? Let's continue here, but none of these things will change her realization that your life goes on, and then your life goes on plus Star Wars. You use the phrase, your life goes on, when you want to encourage people not to focus on the past so much.
Okay, so you failed your test this time, but mm-hmm. life goes on, you're going to do better next time.
But in our lesson, she says, your life goes on plus Star Wars. Okay, so nobody can just tell Daisy Ridley that life goes on in a normal way anymore, because her life has already been changed so much because of Star Wars. Well, now it's time for our life-changing
Refused It.
Oh, aren't you Daisy Ridley?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, I'm so lucky to meet a superstar.
Well, a superstar with a brief career.
Brief but brilliant? You went straight to Star Wars and stardom. I recognize you from The Force Awakens.
Yes, that was the force that awakened my career. My career is easily divided before and after Star Wars.
So tell me your fairy tale story.
I wish I had one, but I don't. I attended performing arts school.
You must have been an excellent student.
Actually, I was a bit naughty. Thankfully, I ended up having an incredible drama teacher.
What did you come away with?
Training in musical theater and many lessons in discipline.
You were cast in commercials and British TV shows, right?
Yes, but with numerous dismissals. So I started working in a pub to make ends meet.
So how did Star Wars happen?
Well, they were seeing unknowns for roles. I knew I had to be seen.
And they liked what they saw.
Yes, 5 auditions and 7 months later, I was confirmed, finally.
What was the most difficult part?
Keeping it a secret.
Did you get any special training?
Oh, yes. The training was exhausting. 5 hours a day of fitness and stunt practice.
So you were really prepared?
No, nothing could prepare me for the first day on the set.
Were you nervous?
Ugh, I was petrified. I thought I would have a panic attack.
Oh no.
But I found friends. Newcomer John Boyega and Carrie Fisher. Princess Leia herself.
Your success is one for the record books. So what's next?
The sequel, and Murder on the Orient Express. And of course, courses in a degree for psychology.
Wow, so your life goes on.
Yes, my life goes on, plus Star Wars.
Right. Can I take a picture?
Well, it has been fun to learn about the life and career of Daisy Ridley. Did you learn anything new from today's lesson?
I learned that it's possible to go from being an unknown to somebody who's known, popular, and famous.
That's right. Pretty quickly, right?
Pretty quickly.
Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.